Nasser and News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Charles de la Desma reports Israel strikes Beirut while Iran sends missiles toward Israel and its Gulf neighbors.
Iran is lashing out following the killing of one of its top leaders in an airstrike, with attacks on its Persian Gulf neighbors and Israel, using some of its latest missiles to evade air defenses and killing at least two people near Tel Aviv, as the war in the Middle East shows no sign of slowing. Israel, meanwhile, has kept up intense pressure on Lebanon, with strikes, it says, targeting Iran-backed Hezbollah militants, hitting multiple apartment buildings in Beirut and killing at least six people. In Iran, the Bushehr nuclear power plant complex was hit by a projectile, but there were no injuries and the plant suffered no damage. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Also at SRNnews.com, Vice President Vance says he knows high gas prices are a big issue for Americans right now.
We are fighting against it, and we promise that when this conflict draws to a close, when this operation draws to a close, we're going to see those energy prices come back down to reality, because that's what the president promised to do. He delivered an energy-dominant agenda. It's made us much more secure in the face of these things. But yeah, we've got a rough road ahead of us for the next few weeks, but it's temporary.
Things are looking good for one struggling U.S. company.
Macy's is reporting stronger than expected profits from the crucial fourth quarter of last year, and comparable sales are up again. The department store says an overhaul of its merchandise and improved customer service is leading to more spending by shoppers. The company, which also operates upscale Bloomingdale's and the beauty chain Blue Mercury, offered a mixed outlook for the year, projecting sales above Wall Street expectations while remaining conservative on the outlook on profits. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And this is SRN News. Michael Harrington has a report for us on a new study out on Christian media.
It comes from the Barna Group, and it finds that 60% of American adults engage with Christian media of some kind, and about half of them do so at least once per week. Two-thirds of adults say they believe Christian media is trustworthy. But the Barna report goes on to say, quote, engagement brings scrutiny. Among heavy consumers, 45% say the content can be divisive, and 40% say it sometimes makes Christians look bad. Michael Harrington reporting.
Four teens arrested on suspicion of setting off an explosive outside a Dutch synagogue will face terrorism charges. The Rotterdam Public Prosecutor's Office says that the adolescents are suspected of causing an explosion, arson, and attempted arson, all with the intent of instilling fear in the Jewish community. Synagogues around the world have been on edge, and several have been attacked since joint U.S. Israel airstrikes against Iran. This is SRN News. Julie Walker reports decades after a Florida canal project was abandoned, advocates are trying to reunite two rivers.
Environmentalists want to permanently open a dam built for a canal that was supposed to cut through the middle of Florida from the Atlantic to the Gulf. The canal project was dropped more than a century ago because of environmental concerns, but the dam was built, and now some people want it removed or opened. Nina Bhattacharya is executive director of Florida Defenders of the Environment.
By removing the dam, we would reunite the rivers. We would reconnect Silver Springs, the Ocklawaha, and St. John's, and see natural flow of water.
I'm Julie Walker.
Former reality TV star Jesse Holmes cruised to a repeat victory in the Iditarod dog sled race last night. Holmes guided his dog team across the finish line last night in the old gold rush town of Nome, Alaska. More at SRNnews.com.